You're listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com. Now, let's go back to David Craig.
Hey, before we speak to Elaine Abramson, a couple of sort of non-food related things I'd like to mention. I'll plug my movie blog, which is DavidCraigMovies.com, and there's my review on there of the new Edgar Allan Poe movie. It's called The Raven. John Cusack stars as Edgar Allan Poe, and Poe was not an especially likable guy, but John Cusack is, and I thought this was a very entertaining movie. Good whodunit, if you like whodunits. Also, there's an event coming up on May 10th. It's a part of Small Business Week of Eastern Missouri. It's going to be a session, Marketing Basics for New Business Owners, and I'm going to be one of the participants along with a lot of people who know a lot more than me. It's going to be on Thursday, May 10th at 9 a.m. in Maplewood, and you can get information about that if you want it by going to sbwem.org. Let me give you that website again. It's sbwem, as in Missouri, .org. Okay, joining me now on 590 The Fan. Whoop, wait a second, Elaine. One more little piece of ado here. Winner of our family four-pack of gooey butter cake mixes from Park Avenue Coffee and from Ann and Allen Baking Company is Carolyn Lewandowski from Arnold. Thank you, Carolyn, for listening to the show, and congratulations, and you're going to enjoy some gooey butter cake. Now, finally, Elaine Abramson, thank you for coming in this morning. Nice to see you. Nice to have you in the studio.
I'm glad to be with you.
You were featured in the Post-Dispatch. Of course, you've been featured on some other media as well, but I saw the story in the paper, I guess Thursday before last, about your losing a lot of weight. Would you tell listeners again how you did it?
I did it by eating in restaurants. Every diet I've tried before that failed. I have tried for over 40 years to lose weight, and nothing worked except going to one restaurant after another.
Were you inspired by Jared from Subway? Are you familiar with his story?
I'm familiar with his story, but the food that I eat is quite different from what he eats.
Yeah, well, I think he had a Subway sub like for lunch and dinner every day for months on end, which would be... I mean, I like Subway. With all due respect to Subway, I think that would be a little tedious. What kinds of places did you go to, and you know, what were your menu choices?
Well, one of my favorites is Amici's over here in Kirkwood, and I do like their steak marsala and chicken marsala, and both of those come with a salad, and quite frequently I get dessert to go with it.
Okay, so you go in there for lunch or dinner, or...?
It depends. If I have a meeting in Kirkwood, it's lunch. If I'm with my husband, it's dinner.
So you would roll by there several times a week?
Not several times a week, but at least 3-4 times a month.
Okay, and some other places that were in your rotation?
I go a lot to Dave and Tony's up in Creekor. I like their hamburgers.
So, okay, so this is like with the Weight Watchers commercials when they say, oh, look, I'm eating gooey butter cake. By the way, you want some gooey butter cake?
No, thank you.
Okay. Where they say, I'm eating this, I'm eating that, but you just don't eat as much. That's kind of the deal, right?
It's not a matter of just how much. It's a matter of combining the right foods. Every single meal, I make sure there's a salad. Quite frequently, there's a soup that goes with it. And I make sure there's a full main course. And most of the time, I only eat about half of the main course and take the other half home. And that's my either lunch or dinner the next day.
Now, do you go out for breakfast very much?
Quite frequently.
And do you do the same thing there? I mean, what do you eat and what do you don't eat when you're going out to breakfast?
Well, I like IHOP's chicken crepes. That's one thing that I like. And it has a hollandaise sauce over it. In fact, some of my friends keep saying, hollandaise sauce? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it works.
Well, it's. I guess it's all really about portion control, right?
I don't look at portions. I don't count calories. I don't count carbs. I don't count size, anything. I stop when I feel full.
Well, you know, there's a country singer named Sarah Evans, and she lost a lot of weight about a decade or so ago. And I said, so what's your secret? And she said, well, I only eat when I'm hungry. Would that be your philosophy, sort of, or do you...
I definitely eat three meals a day, sometimes four.
Oh, so you're getting plenty to eat.
Oh, yes.
And was this one of those things that you just kind of happened on, or was this a scheme? Did you say, this is how I'm going to do it, I'm going to go to these places, I'm going to eat their food, and the pounds are going to fall off?
Actually, it started because I had so much pain in my knees that I couldn't stand in the kitchen to cook, so my husband took me out. And after a while, I started to notice that I was losing weight. That's when I started to concentrate on what was going on after I noticed that I was losing weight.
Well, I think, Elaine, the most amazing thing about the feature on you that ran in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch Thursday before last in their health section was, here is a woman who is willing to reveal not only her age, but also her weight. And not all women are willing to do that. But no, I'm sure you're proud of what you had accomplished.
Well, I think my husband's super proud. And I figured for him, I would do it.
Well, now you've written a book. You have a book that's out where you kind of tell about the story. So tell me about the book. What's the name of it? And how could a person get it if they wanted to follow your guidance on this, Elaine?
Well, it's called From Fat to Fabulous, a guide for restaurant lovers, actually a diet guide for restaurant lovers. And if they contact me at elaineabramson.com, I will tell them exactly how to get it.
Okay. And were there a lot of foods that you absolutely avoided? Because I know when you go to an Italian restaurant, they bring you usually a big basket of rolls. And I know at Amici's, their bread is pretty good.
I eat bread a little bit, but I don't eat a lot of it. I'm not going to tell you I eat a lot of any of it.
So you really didn't deny yourself.
I deny myself nothing. I eat dessert, too.
Tiramisu and all of that?
That's correct.
You sure you don't want some gooey butter cake?
Positive.
I've got some left here.
That's okay.
Okay. Elaine Abramson, now what do you do in real life? I guess I can mention that you...
I'm an author and an artist.
Well, and you're 69 years old,
right?
According to the Post-Dispatch story. You won't dispute that?
No, I will not.
You're an author and an artist. And what kind of stuff do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I illustrated children's books. And, in fact, I've had my work in several museums. I've also been on television with some of my children's characters. I also write mysteries, and I have a series out right now of short stories about my life. It's called Thursday's Child.
And that's all available also on your website.
Yes, it is.
Elaine Abramson is my guest. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Well, I guess the thing I would ask you to do, Elaine, for people who are enjoying restaurants and gooey butter cake and chocolate and things like that, do you have a general tip for somebody who says, Elaine, how can I do it? You know, I've gotten older. I've added 30 pounds in the last 5 or 10 years. Because it seems to me that weight gain is a little more gradual. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here. But it's like you turn around one day and it's like, wait a minute, I weigh 230 pounds? How did that happen?
Well, I will tell them that the thing that I found most important was to stop eating the minute you start to feel a little bit full.
And that's something that most of us don't have the ability. Well, I mean, we have the ability, but we just don't do.
Most of us stay there. It's like I come from the generation where they used to have the clean plate clubs
yep.
in the restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And I was taught that you eat everything on your plate. That's the wrong thing to do. I don't care if there's just one bite left on your plate. Leave it if you feel full.
Now, one of my coworkers used to say things to me because I would eat everything on my plate. And and he would say, "No, you're not from the Depression." Or, "No, I was born after the Depression, but still, I was raised the exact same way." And it's hard for me sometimes to say, "No, just put it in a box and I'll take it home." But you have no difficulty with that.
I have no difficulty with that. The other thing I would tell people is I do not believe in real heavy, hard exercise. In fact, I can't do it. I'm not going to tell you I can. But I do believe in walking my dog every day, and I do ride a stationary bicycle. So combined with the diet, that's what's kept my weight down.
Well, hey, congratulations on your weight loss. ElaineAbramson.com is where you can get in touch with Elaine if you want to. And I thank you very much for coming in. Where are you guys going for dinner tonight, do you know?
We haven't decided. We're probably going to go to, Frankie Tocco's for lunch in St. Charles today.
Oh, good. Well, tell him we said hello.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Elaine Abramson, and we're going to wrap up our show here in just a second on 590 The Fan. KFNS, our show is Food Talk STL. My name is David Craig. Next week on Cinco de Mayo, we're going to talk to some of the folks from Milagro Mexican in Webster Groves about Cinco de Mayo, Mexican food, and tequila. You like a margarita every now and then, Elaine? Okay, yes, as do I. Also, Suzanne Corbett will be in talking mint juleps for the Derby and some other things. She's just got so much stuff going on related to food. That's all coming up next Saturday. It's been a fast hour. Thank you very much for listening to Food Talk STL. Coming up next, we've got 590 The Fan Sports Talk, and they're going to be out at Gold's Gym on Manchester Road. It's a Brendan Weesey experience on the way. Coming up here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Thank you for listening to Food Talk STL.